This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
This young generation who scream words like fascist themselves become the fascists.
You guys are the fascists! You're all the fascists!
You're white male!
I just wish that somebody would create like some kind of a safe space where we can all just go and...
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get this corner out of here? I need to muscle over here.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
So the question is, are social justice warriors mentally ill, or are they just stupid?
When your emotions control your actions, it affects not only yourself, but the people around you.
There are over 7 million mentally ill and emotionally disturbed children in America.
This has to be a joke. I cannot believe this is happening. I'm literally about to kill myself, and I'm not kidding. You better fix this right now.
Get the out of here.
Jeff's losing control of himself.
Get your phone away. Why? Quit recording.
What? The madder he gets, the worse it becomes.
Get the away.
You couldn't help interrupting, could you? Added nothing to that conversation.
These are some of Tommy's drawings that the school sent over. There's an awful lot of hate in them.
I am a nasty woman.
America!
Like your wet dreams infused with your own genes. Yeah, I'm a nasty woman. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
In the food and water and air. That's now on record.
90% of children in this country are getting this huge number of vaccinations. And despite the fact that we have this compelling evidence that it is harmful to the developing brain, we have healthcare officials who are totally ignoring it.
Once again, they have ignored it. See, look.
Now,
this is the whistling thing.
Death to the fascist except to praise upon the blood of the people.
The Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Endowment for International Peace were, with tax-exempt dollars, funding leftist propaganda operations aimed at changing America through the brain, not the battlefield.
I didn't realize this was live, but all you people.
If only they put as much energy into having an actual argument as they did smashing Starbucks with them.
If you follow him through, you're going to see him looking more and more miserable. And then you're going to see him at the end. He's holding his left arm out, up like this, clenched fist. little hair, very unhappy, cold, and his t-shirt says, Our Lady of the Benevolent Dictatorship, One World Global Training Corps.
Yes, I have thought.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
Most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
No!
Oh, my goodness. Poor white people. Please. Oh, my. Stop.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Jesse James is in studio with us. Great guy. Obviously, a pure Americana, whether it's motorcycles or firearms manufacturing, he does it all. And I was trying to Google this the other day when he said he'd come on a few days ago. Do I say the king of reality TV, which people can blame him for that, but I wouldn't. I mean, he started it all, but actual real people on TV. It's kind of gone south, but so what? That's why I got out of it. Or is he the biggest reality TV person ever? So I Googled, who is the biggest reality TV person ever? And they said Donald Trump or Jesse James. So there's really, I guess, no mistake then why they're personal friends. And he stayed at the Trump's house and been an early booster. In fact, I remember it's like 3 years ago, Jesse James was talking about Trump for president. Let's do a wide shot of it so people can see Jesse. So I'm not trying to kiss your ass here, but it really is true that you have been the first person I heard pushing Donald Trump for president in the modern era. I mean, Roger Stone did it 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
I guess so, yeah. I was the first one to like kind of stick my neck out there for him and like go all in, like, hey, this guy could be president and do a great job. And I think people, wow, we got a lot of people were kind of on board, but I think a lot of people also, I think it was Trump's own fault because he always kind of ran for president as like a goof. You know, he'd run, he'd announce his presidency for a couple months and then he'd pull out, you know, and, you know, just as like, I think more of a publicity stunt than anything else.
I think he was preparing them so they wouldn't take it serious when he actually did it.
And I think when he actually did it for real, and then the big sign was when NBC fired him and he, you know, and he sent this letter pretty scathing to NBC. And that's when, that's when I called him up and I said, hey, man,
how dare you cough?
I'm sorry.
I'm joking. Dude, there's no teleprompters. We cough, whatever, on air.
Okay.
We can just throw stuff if we want.
Yeah.
And it's teleprompter free. You can punch me in the arm. If you want. Go ahead. Big guy. Huh? Anyways, keep going. Sorry.
And what were we talking about?
You were just talking about when they fired him from NBC.
Yeah.
Jesse James in the house.
I think it like, I reached out to him and, you know, I really respected that, like, hey, he has a multi-million dollar paying job as, you know, one of the biggest reality television shows, The Apprentice, and he chose to, like, give them the finger and say, hey, you know what, I really care about this country, and if you guys are going to fire me purely for political reasons, then you can stick it. And I, like, that day, I reached out to him and told him, I said, hey, man, you have my support 100%, like, to lay it all on the line and sacrifice, you know, money for what's in your heart, that'll always get.
And then you tweeted in Facebook, because I remember seeing it in the news, Jesse James wants Donald Trump to run.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's got to feel good now, because 50 days in, best jobs numbers since 1984, almost 300,000 new jobs. We're talking about hundreds of major companies moving back. We're talking about Ford. We're talking about Chrysler. We're talking about something that isn't even U.S. companies coming back. We're talking about Samsung. We're talking about ExxonMobil. We're talking about SoftBank. We're talking about Mitsubishi. I mean, America is open for business, and people want a piece of this.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I've been saying it ever since the first time I went to Iraq when Bush Jr. was president. You know, I seeing the troops and spending time with people in harm's way, it kind of told me, it's like, wow, this country, you know, I grew up as a kid in the Reagan era, and you know, say what you will, a lot of people hate Reagan, a lot of people, more people love him, but he was a patriot.
Well, idiots hate Reagan.
Yeah.
He was out to help the country and out to help the average person.
And he was a patriot and believed in patriotism and, like, the symbol of that flag and everything that it represented meant something to him. And I always felt, you know, for the last decade that we need someone that's a patriot. We need someone that really loves this country. And I think that's, you know, you look at 8 years with Obama and, you know, I don't really feel strongly that he has a super strong love for his country. I feel like he has a ulterior motive of trying to make himself into like the American Nelson Mandela.
Well, sure, exactly. He wants to be the guy that conquered America.
You know, he's not for the working class or for the little guy or for, he's a Harvard guy, you know, and he's not for, you know, the guy that's a diesel mechanic or doing brake jobs, or the guy that's, you know, a pipe fitter or a welder.
Well, you've known Trump. That's you guys joking around. It's not devil worship, folks. It's a joke. It means rock and roll. You've known Trump forever and stayed at his house, friends of the family. You really know his wife well. I mean, just talk about, for people, before we get into what's happening in the economy and why you're here today, and a lot of the troops are saying they're going to speak out and support Trump. He's not in trouble. In fact, his poll numbers are up. Great things are happening, but they're so organized against him. They're all over major newspapers saying kill him, which is illegal. I mean, there's just so much hate. The SJWs are beating people up. They tasered and attacked people all over the country at Trump rallies this week. They attacked our reporters. They are these little entitled punks. We just got documents that we published yesterday that it turns out George Soros is specifically funding him and bailing him out of jail. YouTube's trying to block our investigation where we actually show who bailed him out. I mean, this is really an attempt to bully us. And look, we're the patriots. We're the folks that are into God, guts, and guns. And I just love all these chicken necks thinking they're going to intimidate us. So this isn't, oh, let's get Jesse James and SEAL Team 6 guys and special ops guys in here to say they're for Trump. It's about saying, look, we are restoring the republic, Americans of every race, color, and creed together. But if you want to fight, man, you're going down a crazy road. What do you make of all this coming out? Just how nasty they are.
Oh, I mean, it's me, the media and all that stuff. I mean, I kind of know the bad side of all that more than anybody else. Because
never talk about that, but you've told me about it. I've talked to people that don't.
Man, it doesn't mean anything. You know, Soros and all these protesters and the women marchers and all that stuff is just media. You know, all it is, it's really just business. It's about money, whether Soros is paying for it or people or tabloids or the left media or any of those things. They're all doing it for money, and they're all doing it for selfish reasons. You know, that, you know, if you think back to, like, you know, 15 or 20 years ago when Trump had like epic fights with like Roseanne Barr and all this stuff, Roseanne Barr and a lot of those people attacked Trump and picked fights with them purely to get media.
Exactly. And then they always started the fight.
It was always totally self-serving. Now, MSNBC, CNN, you know, Meryl Streep, all these people, if they can, like, say, oh, Trump, you know, Trump raped a baby. If they can come out and say that, and then they get this little spike in media, it, like, puffs them up. Oh, yeah, I did a thing.
Exactly.
But that stuff doesn't make any difference to the average Joe, the average dude that's got to work 10 hours a day and, like, punch a clock and do a good job. It's irrelevant. And all those people got caught up in those little self-serving media spikes and got behind Hillary thinking, oh, my God, we can really do this. Look, we're all famous, and we're so much more famous than Trump, and all he is a reality star. They don't realize that the lion's share of this country is bread and butter, people that go and work and try to take care of their kids and try to send them to good schools and try to maybe get them into college or get them a good job. That's what the majority of this country does, and you can't turn your back on those people. And that's what the media and all these celebrities and Beyonce and Jay-Z and Hillary and all, that's what they all did. They jumped on.
Exactly. But 20 years ago, 10 years ago, they could still make a big lie up and push it for a while. But now, when they demonize you, it's like the Midas touch of gold. I mean, and they still don't understand, when they demonize Trump or myself or others, it only makes us bigger, like Matt Drudge. I mean, they're so disconnected. So looking at this atmosphere, you know, as a guy that's got street smarts, I mean, how would you describe the atmosphere of the time we're in?
The media in the current stage of the internet is a false sense of reality. 100%.
So it's beyond fake news.
Okay, look.
It's a false reality.
Yeah. 20 years ago.
MSM is a false reality.
20 years ago, if I hated Alex Jones, I had to take a piece of paper, I had to break out a pen or a pencil, write it down, I had to fold it up, lick a stamp, put it in an envelope, send it to Alex Jones's office, wait 2 weeks, maybe I would get a response. Maybe not. If he didn't respond and I was still super pissed, I had to write it down, fold it, lick it again, and send it and do that all over again. Now, with Twitter, if I hate Alex Jones, 8 followers or look at that and go, ha ha, yeah, you did a thing to him. And then they'll retweet it, and then maybe 2,000 people will see it, and I get this little burst of fame. Yeah, I told Alex Jones to kiss my ass. Yeah, you sure did. And it's meaningless. It's like a trunk full of ping pong balls. is what it is. It doesn't do anything to help your car. It doesn't do anything to make it worse. It's just, it's like chewing gum for the eyes.
We're going to skip this break. It's like thin air. It really is. That's a great way of saying it.
But the on the other side of it, you know, when you base a whole, you know, Trump did it right. He went face to face and went to every little tiny town, every little state fair, every little group where nobody goes. You know, they had this whole agenda. Oh, you got to go here.
And he actually brings random people up on stage.
Face to face and met people and like, look, man, thank you. Thank you for your support. Hillary did it the other way.
So let's get back to Trump. Let's talk about behind the scenes, the type of guy Trump is, and just why you knew he should run for president. Ronald Reagan met him and never did this and wrote a letter back saying, I felt like I met the president, not the other way around. And there's people that have known him 30-plus years, and they knew. Roy Cohn, the big anti-communist, said, this guy's going to be president.
Hey, well, I mean, TV, you know, when I first met him, I thought I probably had a predetermined notion that, he's probably a dickhead like Richie Rich or something like that. He, and the way he talked to me, it was the way he talked to the people that worked for him, like the guy that's sweeping the floor or the guy, the elevator guy or the receptionist or anything. He treated everybody on the same level. And you can tell a lot about an employer or a person is how they treat the little guy. You know, there's people that have money that treat the little guy like, you know.
Exactly. I know people that have known Trump for 50 years. And
Can anybody?
They say he is the blue collar billionaire.
Yeah. Can anybody look at Hillary and think she really, really cares about women?
She doesn't let servers at these events look her in the eye. The rule is don't look her in the eye. I mean, yeah. What the hell?
You know, and it's like, I think my opinion's valid because, yeah, I've made enough money to not work anymore, but I'm supposed to be working, and
employing people.
Yeah, and I pay all of them and pay all their taxes, and I don't ever want to step outside of that. I tried to for a little while. I tried to be this big Hollywood guy,
and those fake people burned you.
And it blew up in my face, and now I'm right back where I belong, working at my shop, working on my wife's race car, and that's
your cool. Wife's here. She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of spark in those eyes. Shifting gears then into the economy, I don't want to just sit here and glow at somebody, but I go with the facts. And I looked at how bad Bush was, how horrible Obama was 10 times, and then Trump, I read the news. I track the bills. I know what he's actually doing. And let me tell you, it took Reagan 3 years to turn the economy around. Trump, in 50 days, I just got chills, has done it so much better. The expert way, over 1,000 companies, some small, some big, some huge, are coming back. Trillions of investment, $3 trillion in the stock market, more than it's added in the last 6-7 years. It's so epic. And then he's battling all these lying scumbags that are just betting on the economy to go down, even though it's helping them and their family, so they can beat Trump, all because he loves the country and actually loves the average worker and is really, truly $25 billion last week to black colleges. Obama did $4 billion and diverted $10 billion of it to other programs. No news coverage. I mean, and there's
because
hundreds.
Of business. The positive news doesn't sell. But talking about all this other stuff that's not true, that gets page hits on websites. That gets viewership.
Yeah, exactly. I put a video out about $25 billion to black colleges. No one cares. Why?
It doesn't sell. This is a business. The mainstream media is a business. It's there to make money. So if CNN can fill their whole programming schedule with 90% anti-Trump stuff, then the advertisers and people that lean to that left, they can come and advertise there.
No, that's
people
it. That's
will watch it.
It,
and it's money. If nobody watched that stuff and nobody cared and people didn't, like, you know, it's like when we drive past a car accident, your foot automatically comes off the gas pedal because you're like, oh, man, look, that's really messed up. You don't.
So they just keep creating car accidents.
So the more sensational thing they say, it doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean it holds any water. It's just a business.
Well, let's expand on that.
I think it's like it took me a couple years of people saying I'm a Nazi and saying I'm the devil and saying I'm this whole horrible person. I had to look at it forever. You know, I had to like walk by in the supermarket aisle and see every single tabloid have a picture of me on the cover saying the most horrible stuff. And I had to walk by with my kids and kind of put my head down. And like, I think it takes, you have to find some kind of inner strength to like be a dad and be a good parent and walk past all that stuff with your kids and keep their eyes looking forward and not take it personal.
Well, let me say this, you know, probably more Hollywood folks than I do, but I know some of the big ones. And I remember back when it happened, they said, oh, I know the manager. That's all a publicity stunt. It's all pure bull, this, this, and that. It all came out later, but you never even attacked back. We're not going to say any names. It was literally all made up for a stunt for a movie promotion, totally made up crap. And then as I got more sophisticated knowing how the media works, exactly what you're saying, they just but it's beyond that. The Hollywood's collapsing. The MSM's collapsing. Used to it got the audience. See, it still does to a certain extent, Jesse James, but people are leaving that more and more, and they just want honest news. Some of it's negative, some of it's positive. I just try to actually shoot people.
It's like trunk full of ping pong balls, man. None of that stuff goes in my shop and flips my welder on and starts welding for me ever. So it's meaningless.
It's vapor.
Yep.
All right, so let's...
And I think that, you know, it's on a small scale on what happens today, but I look at all the stuff that happens now, and it's so blatantly obvious to me how... it's just for money. You know, I think once you twist your mind around to realize, like, oh, that's
exactly. And then once you get, we have a
sell magazines and page views and clicks.
But what I'm saying is, once you get that Trump, after all this, knows how it works, is literally trying to transfer the wealth we produce back to us, not a wealth transfer. He's actually trying with classical stuff.
Some of the Secret Service guys, you know what? He's a worker. He's a hard worker. And that's what, if I'm working and paying taxes, and I'm paying a president, I want that.
Well, go ahead and tell us what your sources say. He works 18 hours a day.
Obama got in about 10 a.m. every day and left before 6 p.m. The guys say that he's there at 6 a.m. every day since Inauguration Day and doesn't leave until 10:30, 11 at night. And that's going to be the difference.
And then you know what he does after that?
Your head down and hard work, that's going to change things.
You know what he does after 10:30? Sure, you talk to him more than I do. He goes, punches up his own computer, reads news, watches clips, and calls people like me.
Yeah.
Till 2 in the morning. I mean, that's like Superman.
That's what it's about. You know, I did an interview yesterday with a really nice girl from the Daily Mail in England, and they've always been really, really fair newspaper. And she, I compared Trump to Margaret Thatcher because Margaret Thatcher in England, there's a lot of people think she didn't take crap from anybody. That's what I want. That if I'm going to hire a manager for a country, I don't want some clown that's going to play saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show. I want someone that's going to work and someone that has the skills to get something done.
We hear about these guys that play video games for 2-3 days and die. It happened in the U.S. just last week. It happens in South Korea all the time. And video games are okay. I'm not bashing if you play video games. The point is, don't play them for a day straight and have a heart attack. Trump is like playing a video game in the real world, you know, for 18 hours a day. He loves it. He gets off on it, and he really wants to turn America around and deliver massive wealth to the people, and that's why the elites are so pissed.
Yeah. I went down to West Palm Beach a couple weeks ago and hung out with Kid Rock, and I flew into West Palm, and he was down there with Trump was there with the ambassador of Japan and, like, flew in, and it was, like, really cool moment. Saw the Air Force One sitting there and then two super badass Japanese 747s. And like, I was watching it as I was waiting for my bags. I was watching it on the local news, him like playing golf with the ambassador of Japan. And I guess it's the first time an ambassador is like ever like, you know, did something like that because Japanese culture, they're pretty restrained and pretty, you know, real, strict.
Buttoned up.
Yeah. Buttoned up. And it was like, wow, isn't it kind of cool that we have a president that's like kind of a badass and has his own spot that he could take people to that he owns and wine and dine them?
Exactly. You know this what? Is not
and
a Trump.
He probably got them to agree to pay us more money if he didn't defend them and all that.
They just ordered more bombers. They just ordered more fighter aircraft.
That's how it's done. You know, and it's awesome. And like, it's about having the juice to do stuff like that because Obama doesn't have any.
Oh, he was so fake. He wouldn't charm anybody because he was too good to ever charm anybody.
Well,
they admit that Trump is up almost every night now till midnight bowling with members of Congress and all to get his agenda through.
I think we should make it a point to not talk about Obama or Hillary anymore.
That's right, because they are the past.
Let's move on. You know, these other guys, the sore losers, they're stuck in neutral and still, you know, crybabies because they didn't lose.
And we're like your wife, 300 miles an hour, blasting down the highway.
Yeah, they were we passed them like Alexis.
Jesse James in studio.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX. 800-NEWSMAX or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Jesse James is our guest in studio for about another 35 minutes or so. And then we've got Roger Stone, former head of the Trump campaign, coming on. They've admitted no Russian connections. They have the House Intelligence Committee. All of them come back out again. It's just all made up. But there was one communication he had with a hacker, Guccifer. We've talked to Guccifer. 2.0. They're claiming that's a Russian connection. So he's going to publish here in the next hour the exclusive communication he had with Guccifer, where they're claiming is this thing that Trump's this Russian. And since that came up, Jesse James is such a character. He never talks about his successes. Billions of dollars sold just in Walmart alone of his accessories, T-shirts, you name it.
I'm a multi-thousandaire.
Multi-thousandaire. And
or multi-millionaire.
Well, seriously, I Googled it for this. I wanted to know, who is the top reality TV star? Because they say it's either you or Donald Trump. Who is it?
I don't know.
I guess he's the president now, so that's a reality star. So
yeah,
he is the best.
I was on a call with Discovery Channel last week, and they told me, like, you're the godfather of reality TV. And I was like, oh, man, that makes me feel so old.
Yeah, but that was real reality TV early on. Then it turned into this.
I started it. I mean, the whole pattern of TV, even like The Apprentice, was basically the pattern that I did on Monster Garage. And when that show started in like 2000, you know, it was unheard of. It did, they just put it out on 20 episodes on Netflix, and it's like it's pretty good because a lot of people I don't think have seen it. You know, Discovery hasn't really released that stuff, and it's on Netflix, and like all these people are like, oh my God, you made a milk truck into a cow milker. And you know, it's like a whole, it's pretty cool.
What's the one years later where you're like jumping over sand dunes and have like a minigun shooting?
Oh, I shot up a car with a minigun out of my good friend Mike Dillon.
What was the name of that show about like you're going to get killed? What was it? I can't remember.
Oh, Jesse James is a dead man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's crazy because now with the internet, I've been really asking Trump a few times I talked to him, but he's got to do a fireside chat like Roosevelt did at least once or twice a week.
You know what?
Imagine he sat there in a studio and did his show.
I think there's so much hate being manifested online mostly, and I think by the internet where there's clearly two sides and everybody's at each other's throats, and I think they need to realize like, you know, hey, we're in town in Austin, Texas right now, and it's South by Southwest. And it's like, you know, something that you and I would never be part of just because we don't fit that mold. I think
it's totally fake.
You know, yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean.
But, you know, I think
it's a bunch of trendies getting scammed trying to become famous.
Well, I think the thing that people need to realize, like, there is no right or left or
exactly,
or everybody has to come together as Americans. And it's like, instead of, you know, people are complainers. Let's just complain. I'm going to complain that Trump won, and I'm going to complain that I think Russia did it because there's no possible way that he could be successful enough to win on his own. It had to be some kind of scam or trick.
Well, let's raise that.
But I'm going to complain about it. So I think instead of complaining, go do something about it. You know, like, that circle around you of people that you can help, like homeless people, or go to, you know, help disadvantaged.
Exactly. Don't blame Trump for why you claim the world has all these problems.
That's my biggest question. Instead of complaining that Trump doesn't support women, or Trump does this, or
all lies,
or everybody did that, and you know what do you do? You know, what do you do? And like someone kind of, I made a comment and got a bunch of crap about it, about the Women's March, that I said, hey, wouldn't it be great if all these women that marching, if they channeled their energy and put that kind of energy and manpower to helping the homeless and vets in this country. And someone said, like, you know, well, what have you done for the homeless? Like a bunch of people said. And
they didn't know all the stuff you've done.
I'm like, well, you know, I founded the biggest homeless shelter in the city of Long Beach in like 2002. And put over 3,000 people in permanent housing. And when I left Long Beach, I gave my 50,000 square foot building, and it's the Long Beach Rescue Mission now. And it, like, you go back and all the people that asked what I did, they all deleted their tweets.
Like, oh, that's like this Canadian comedian on national TV. A guy's had brain surgery. You can see it. She goes, oh, look, a Nazi. It's a white guy with a shaved head. It's like just throwing these names around. In fact, right here, George Soros is an admitted Nazi collaborator. George Soros literally funds all these groups, the groups that say kill cops, you name it. Yeah. Day Without a Woman supporters for one march, $246 million from his own group. He's got a bunch of other front groups.
We need to get that guy to pay us for something. What can we do?
What the hell's his problem? Why is a Nazi collaborator walking around?
Like, I don't really like that guy, but I'll take his cash.
What the hell? Exactly, like a bunch of women running around with pink hats.
We need to come up with a cause. What is our cause going
to
be?
But you're right. Why should you get women together to say men are the problem and we love George Soros? It's just total division. But listen, you raise Russia. Let me show you this. Roger Stone made a huge deal of this at the inauguration. They came out and they said, Roger Stone, Manafort,
ulcer.
They said, look at this. New York Times, January 20th, the inauguration day. We cover this on air. They say wiretap data used to an inquiry on Trump. They claim they had wiretaps of Trump and everybody with the Russians. Turns out they didn't have this. The House Intelligence Committee 2 weeks ago says none of it's there. The Democrats flip and they say Trump offering no evidence says Obama tapped his phones. So here they are saying they were tapped. We put this up behind us, too, if you want, but for radio listeners. I mean, again, it's
so what's your point? I think arguing these little small points, it doesn't mean anything. I think Trump's doing exactly what he's supposed
but
to
do. But they did wiretap it.
Yeah, but listen to you. You're all,
but they're lying scum.
So they're always going to be lying scum. That's just the way politics are.
Well, I'm not putting out articles trying to lie.
I know, but you're missing my point. It's like, that's what these people do. Politicians is what they do. They're all like, they'll shake your hand and smile and take a picture. Oh, yeah, this is the greatest guy. And as soon as you leave, they'll grab a TV camera.
But Jesse,
like, oh,
I get it.
That's just the way.
But the reason MSM is falling apart is we are exposing them.
Those people.
Fake media.
Those people don't work for a living.
No, I get it.
What they do.
But what do you make of Trump?
Better conversation going down to the Jiffy Lube and talking to the guys.
No, I agree with you. But the mainstream media is starting to die, and I want to see them go ahead and kill themselves. What I'm saying is Trump is calling them fake media. Trump's going after them. I think it's important to bypass them completely.
Yep. We're seeing a new age and a new generation of communication. By him being able to tweet and put stuff out on Facebook, the information is from, you know, his mouth to our ears and eyes. There's no filter.
I get words. I agree.
He doesn't have to have a press conference and hope all those people are his friends and don't twist his words into something else. He could put it
right
and bypass them, and they're having a hard time with it. And the only way that they can get people to watch their crappy shows is by slamming him or making up some sensational.
No, I agree. They need Trump.
Why would Russia hack our election? For what? What?
Why? It's saying you didn't have the initiative to go vote for him, Jesse James. You're a Russian robot. I'm a Russian robot.
They're just in denial. You know what? And I get it all the time. And this is why I don't have anything really to come on here to talk to you about that's really that special, I think. But I like to
come
I like to come on here just as a voice of the blue-collar Americans. You know, the people that think that, you know, because I'm filthy dirty every day and because I work, I weld and I make stuff and I'm a mechanic, they think I'm an idiot.
Tell the elites who've got a dwindling audience, who lie about our president, who's truly delivering like nobody's ever done in our modern history on what he would say he would do. I mean, it's truly incredible. It's messianic.
Isn't it?
What do you want to say to the people right there in camera four that think because you actually built your own business and made hundreds of millions of dollars doing it, billions total and gross, that you're an idiot because they're a bunch of do-nothing? What do you want to say to the so-called elites? No, but I mean, listen, I do get stuttering angry, and I get what you're saying. Hey, be cool. Don't let them get to you. You're already awake, Jesse. You've already been through this. I'm pissed off that we've got the best numbers in this country in decades, and somebody working their ass off for the people, and every major newspaper I know of says they want to see him assassinated. I'm not looking for trouble, but it makes me want to get aggressive. I'm sick of this crap. This guy's working for me and my family, and I'm getting pissed about this.
I'm not pissed about those people. I think it's funny. I think it's funny that they've whipped themselves up into a big tizzy over the working class people working hard and accomplishing. They all worked hard and voted and got this guy elected.
Yeah, they're losers.
And now he's working hard for them. You know, let him cry. You know, I'm not going to be a sore winner. There's nothing worse than a sore winner.
I agree, but I'm just pointing out, they said they had him wiretapped. He's right. Then they say he's a liar a month later.
That's what these people do. They lie.
I know, but...
You know?
What do you think happens, God forbid, they do assassinate Trump?
Never going to do it, man. We have the best protection, the best elite, and it's the same thing. It's a trunk full of ping pong balls. The only people that are coming out on Twitter and saying, like, oh, I think Trump should get killed, they're only doing that to give themselves a little bit of fame, to a little bit of, you know.
It's still illegal.
Pop, like, oh, my God, did you
see? No, I agree, but it's still illegal.
Did you see what Billy 218 said? He said he would kill Trump. Oh, my God. Well, retweet that. Oh, my God. he deleted the tweet. Oh, my God.
Probably somebody actually called that.
Yeah, but it's like It's meaningless.
Can we see who Billy 328 is, like our John Doe? We're not actually blaming Billy 328.
I know. But it's just, it's.
I bet there is one.
It's fluff. It doesn't mean anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Jesse, I 100% agree. You've coined the term. The MSM is not the fake stream. They are the false reality media.
Yeah.
Like you said they're
a business. They're trying to make money. So,
but they could do that telling the truth.
If they ran 18 hours of programming every day on all Trump's accomplishments and everything he's done in the first 50 days and all that. Is that him?
I think he said 328. That's not, yeah.
Billy 218.
Billy, I'm sure, is great. Go ahead. Sorry.
But if they ran a whole show of that, no one would watch it because it's not a train wreck. And it's not.
I'd watch it. I mean, if it was real data, I mean, all this real data is coming. I mean, I get it, I guess. Well, I guess that's what our audience is. People that
that's
actually.
What happens if you shut your phone off and your computer off to all that stuff.
It does drive me crazy. I'll be in a great mood. I come in here and like look at 100 articles. I'm going to jump off. So you just ignore all this crap?
Hey, I was hyper connected to it before the election. And now that we won, I can sit back and like, you know what? I know I have my friend working his ass off in the White House for people like me and people that think like me. And I know it's the first time because there hasn't been a president in there in a long, long time that really cared about the little guy. The
Jesse
guy
James, I totally agree. That statement was,
you know, it's a sense of, I don't know. I don't have to worry about it anymore. You know, that's the thing.
And that's why I invited you on the show.
If a bunch of people that don't know how to weld and don't know how to fix their own car or change a flat, if they're crying about it, I don't care. Let them cry. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with
me. That's another question. Have you seen how the people that hate Trump on average literally don't know how to do anything? Then they go beat people up at demonstrations, get arrested. We show who they really are in their arrest records. They try to pull our videos down because we're showing who got arrested. Hey, you want to go do this stuff, you're going to get exposed.
I will totally go to some of those protests and beat some protester ass.
Let's go. Oh, that'd be the new. Forget reality. This is reality.
That'd be fun.
That's it. We're doing it.
I had those first feelings at like the, what was the Occupy Wall Street? That would have been fun. Just bah, 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 like old school.
The thing is, all they do is beat up women. You'll watch the crowds. They'll pick a lone woman going to her car and got 10 guys go beat her up.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, I saw MDC riot at Olympic Auditorium in downtown LA, and it was crazy, like 2,000 punk kids fighting, and like that's a real riot. All these marches and stuff, that's not real riots. It's two loudmouth crybabies or four of them with 60 cameras around them. And like when you put that many cameras, I knew from Monster Garage, I'm a relatively normal guy until the cameras go on him. And as soon as the camera goes on him, he feels he has to act or perform in a certain way to be a clown or be a jerk.
Sure.
And then you do that in a crowd out in the public,
Jesse,
with some protesters with 60 cameras.
It's gonna go crazy.
Two dudes.
It's explosive.
Yeah, that's not.
This is incredible.
Take all those cameras.
You're
away.
A man of your word. The next time there's a pro Trump rally or an anti one, we've got to go to it in Austin. Yeah. Oh my God. Live feed of that. Jesse James. They're not going to do anything to you, though. They're just cowards. They go beat women up. But let me get back to this key point you raised.
You can fight them and kind of give them an elbow or something that's not really hitting them. You know, you pretend like you trip. Oh, sorry. Bam. Like
I've never done that. I would never do that. No, seriously. I love it. It's like, bam. I was like, they'll hit you. Then when you hit them back. You
bring a big boom.
Michael Moore's bodyguard hit me, and then I hit him back, and it's on tape. He goes, what the hell? I'm like, dude, I'm going to hit back.
Bring a boombox with you everywhere you go and play punk music and just start slamming.
Like a mosh pit.
Yeah, and it's, oh, man, whoa, I thought we were dancing.
Play some Danzig, Misfits. Hey, just real serious, though, because this is why I asked you on. I appreciate you coming on and bring your wife, Lexus, down today. And the monkey. Is that I get it. I agree we're winning. The poll numbers are up. The job numbers are incredible. It's wonderful.
This appearance was supposed to be a victory lap.
I know. Well, a few months ago you said, let's do the victory lap. But now they're attacking you so bad.
This is the kind of victory lap. This is like Usain Bolt winning the 100-meter dash and then doing his lap around and yelling at everybody that wasn't cheering for him.
No, I get it. But here's what I'm saying. I get it. But
I don't feel very glorious.
Here's the thing. The Soros, I never give up. The Soros, I want to secure this victory.
It's done. He's president.
Okay. All I'm saying
did
is,
did you know that our friend became president of the United States?
Yes.
Did you know? And then we helped do that?
Yes, I feel good about it.
Good job.
No, I agree, Jesse. But what I'm saying is, these enemies are so evil. We have to expose. You want to go beat them up?
Hey, listen.
You're ready to go kick their ass. What are you talking about?
Listen, like I said before when we did on the eve of the election, if they had anything on Trump, if there was any kind of dirt,
it'd already be off.
Drop any kind of media bomb, that would have been done last summer.
No, I agree. Maxine Waters doesn't even know that North Korea wasn't attacked by Putin, and she literally thinks that pee-pee gate's real. But what I'm getting at is this.
No.
Don't you agree we've got to be vigilant and keep promoting liberty? Or just, maybe you're right. So, you're saying you really think Trump's got 8 years, we've already won.
Oh, dude, come on. And the proof's in the pudding.
I agree. That's why they're so pissed.
And I notice, even in the last couple weeks, it's starting to go down a little bit. You notice the intensity's ratcheting down. Remember,
Chip the break.
What was it, last Friday, when everything was going crazy about Jeff Sessions recusing himself and all that? And come Monday, no one even mentioned that. Why is that?
Because it's all pure baloney.
No, what did Trump do on Sunday?
I forget. What did he do?
Tweeted about Obama wiretapping him.
Oh, yeah. He countered it. Yeah.
And then everybody all of a sudden forgot about
that's what I just raised.
That
they admitted they did it, and they say he's a liar.
No, but Friday, this wouldn't even exist on Friday. Friday, it was all about Sessions and Russia and all
that. But it shows his power.
Yeah.
He's able just to change the subject.
One tweet no one even remembered about Jeff Sessions and everything. He's just better at manipulating the dumb media than they are.
No, I agree. But he did blow up over the Sessions deal. Well, he's vigilant. All I'm saying is, I understand you got involved, did a great job. You got him to run probably. All I'm saying is, I just feel like I should keep being vigilant. You know, just because we both got daughters that are friends, just because our daughters go out to a movie one night and everything turns out okay, I'm worried about all the other nights, Jesse. I'm not saying Donald Trump's our daughter, but you
gotta drink that iodine.
That's the answer.
Does it give you butt pee?
No. Free shipping. What the hell are you talking about? You're so aggressive. I like you.
Smell that stuff.
Oh, I get you.
Is this the iodine stuff?
No, it's not.
Woo! That smells good.
Yeah. See.
Smell that. Did you smell that?
It's amazing. See, you're knocking it. You ever smell something that strong?
Jesus.
We don't play games, dude.
That smells like a
hey, I look like hell. I've lost 80 pounds. Remember, on Jabba the Hutt, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I first met. I'm great, but I look like a gorilla. Take my shirt off. The point is, Myco ZX is the very best natural antifungal stuff. You know how fungus and crap grows everywhere now? It's out of control. It gets in our guts, our sinuses. Austin's really bad. This is the ultimate. But people love our stuff so much, we can't even keep it in stock. InfoWarsLife.com.
Let me try one of those.
Absolutely.
What does it do? Just one?
It naturally creates a pH and other things that knocks out fungus.
Is it chewable?
No. It's really strong. No, take one. I'm serious.
I just did.
Yeah. He was going to attack it. How good does that smell?
It doesn't smell good. It smells like a giraffe fart.
Wait a minute. You said it smelled great.
That doesn't smell good.
You said it smelled good.
But
that's the licorice.
Usually anything that doesn't smell good is probably good for you.
Okay. Listen, I only sell the very best.
I like the smell of Snickers, but it's not
good. Let me give you a newsflash. Good halogen, the only good halogen is iodine, and most of it's this bound garbage. Real iodine from deep earth crystals, it's so powerful, it'll eat through the hole like alien blood in the movie in 1977, 78, whatever it was. Real iodine blocks all the fluoride and all the garbage in the thyroid. You've heard about the thyroid problems in women, right?
I'm not paying attention to you. What did you just say?
You are something else, man. Hey, by the way,
where was I at somewhere the other night? Where the hell was I? I came out of somewhere. It was like late at night. I was at the store or something. And some dude, like I could see him. He's all like. He's walking down the parallel aisle to me. And I'm like, and he waited till like I bought my stuff and I walked out of the store. And he's all. And I was like, yeah, it was cool.
Jesse, you've talked about it, but then you always say, oh, we ought to do this. You never do it. Or you want to do actual informational things that aren't like garbage TV or like a 2-hour how to make a cult 9/11 or how to do it. I mean, you've got this thing. You go in there and there's like flames shooting out and you're in like a spacesuit beating stuff to beat. I mean, you're addicted to metallurgy, blacksmithing. You're not like some guy just putting your name on stuff.
I like to teach myself new stuff and push myself.
But you've said, hey, with InfoWars, forget me coming out there. You want a crew, just put out raw on the internet and put a plug on it. You won't even plug your own stuff. You want to do that?
I have a million hours of footage in my archive that no one's ever seen that you could air on your network.
I know you told us to do it.
All right.
Nobody's running this place. You want to come have your own operation here? Let's do it.
As long as I don't have to do anything.
Except sit in the like heat blast furnaces, beating glowing metal.
I like to work. That's what I'm good at.
That's doing nothing.
But I actually did have a really great conversation with Discovery Channel last week. And the owner, David Zasloff, who's a really good friend of mine, like the CEO of the network, he's been pushing for 2 years to get me back on.
And let's be clear, you've been offered a million shows. You're not on TV right now. You've chosen
that. I get like 2 shows a week that people want to be me on. And they're just dumb. They're all like, you know, I know we want to do Project Runway, but with bikes. And, you know, and you judge the bikes. And I just, or...
And so tell folks...
I want to do something...
Tell folks what you told me years ago. Tell people what you really want to do.
Just teach people stuff and do something that's like
truly informational.
Monster Garage was cool because
Make America Great Again.
Yeah, Monster Garage was cool because they could show it in high schools and show shop class that show, and the kids would learn something. And I want to keep that. I don't want to get into like petty bickering and fighting because that's fake. And you don't have to force that stuff because any kind of shop or project, everything, drama is always going to happen, and let it happen organically. And that's. You know,
Jesse here, don't even ask what this is. Just trust me. It's really good for you. I'm going to come over here. Jesse James, red liquid. There you go. Come on. Aha. There you go. That is Secret 12, man.
What is it?
I want the very best organic methylcobalamin that people inject, but under the tongue, it gets almost as good as absorption as injection. So instead of being $200 for a bottle this big to inject, we just get the actual stuff, but then sell it for $30, and then we dominate the entire market. This is what they inject, but this is what you take it under your tongue. It's pure organic vitamin B12.
Oh, that's good.
Like the flu.
It's like pee. That's just mean.
In the last few minutes, what do you want to do? Here's the thing. I can be literally in 500 newspapers and it does nothing. No traffic, no real people. I don't think all these big corporate sites even have any viewers anymore, Jesse. I think their old model of infighting and garbage is over. I think you're right. I think they are defeated and they need to know they're defeated.
They know it. They know nothing's going to change. And I think
you want to beat your chest like a gorilla. We've defeated them. Come on.
Here's.
See, you want to? You are cool. You are cool. But see, I'm so cool. I'm not cool. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, but here's the reality.
Who bought them TVs, bitch? Tell me that.
Here's the reality of it. It's all fake.
You see them headlights? See me knock them curtains down? Sorry. Go ahead.
All the hate and all that stuff. You know, it doesn't mean anything because if it was all done face to face, it would change 100%. Like if Hillary Clinton walked in the studio right now, what would you do?
Oh, God. She looks like a corpse. I think it's living dead.
Yeah, but what would you do? You'd be cordial and you'd be nice to her. Don't you know it? You're like, hey, what's up?
I'd say, my God, I've never seen a dead person living. Hey, guys, can we pull up? Oh, my God. You see the new photo of her they released last week?
Yeah, but still, you know, she's just an elderly lady, you know? And you know what? As much as you don't like her, she's still an American.
She's an elderly dude.
And if we got a nuclear attack and she was in this town and she came to here and needed help or needed shelter or anything, we would help her because that's what Americans do. And I learned that. I learned that in Iraq.
I would not help Hillary Clinton if there was a nuclear war.
I learned it in Iraq that by our surgeons and our doctors at the field hospital in Balad helping Iraqi insurgents that show up to the back gate that are missing limbs and need brain surgery and stuff like that, our surgeons take them in to our hospital.
Would you help Melania Trump? It's a joke.
That's silly. Trying to make a serious point.
Back in 70 seconds to finish up your point, Jesse.
I'm calling you out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.